Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back in on QAM here on a Thursday morning. Hope everyone's having a great start to their day here. Sun is shining here, Omar. It's a beautiful morning in South Florida.
Even though you don't have a Dolphins win?
Yep. Even though we don't
and
have
your,
a
and your team is
Dolphins
circling the drain.
They did beat the Jets. You'll always have that.
Jets are bad.
And we always have the Hurricanes.
Wouldn't it be great?
We have a bye week this week, by the way. Canes will play a week from Friday for those wondering. And by the way, someone offered you tickets.
Yeah.
Or a single ticket. I could try to find this text from earlier.
I need a pair.
I think they might want to sit with you.
And oh.
Get your hot takes during the games.
So nah, you can, you know, I don't.
Whatever it is you talk about during these games.
You know I'm coming to you. You're
not sitting
master.
Anywhere near me at those games.
Oh, yeah. We do have that booth. Okay.
I find you to be. As far as the Canes go, I just don't want you around.
No, I love you.
Okay,
hold on. Okay,
you're a dear friend, but we need things to keep going well with one of our football teams. And
but
I think you bring a bad mojo to the table.
Wouldn't it be great if you learn how to finish games as a Hurricanes team?
I think the Hurricanes have had some trouble closing out games. Yes, I think I am not.
Are you going to be a title contender if you don't learn how to stop playing with your food?
I think that there is a little bit of we're going to take our foot off the gas and we are going to play not to lose happening in these games against the good teams. Yes, I do think that has happened. As far as can you keep getting away with it?
No.
You probably will get clipped at some
point.
Yes.
You have no room for a slip up here. You
they need to win out.
Yes.
I think is pretty
they
accurate.
Absolutely
yes.
Need to win out.
They could probably afford one loss.
No, let's not.
Maybe,
no.
But
no, because if you want to set yourself,
the problem
up,
is the schedule is so friendly for Miami the rest of the way. Like,
there's no such thing. It's just a friendly schedule.
I know.
Georgia Tech, I know what you're saying.
You don't play Georgia Tech.
I know, but
championship, but
know who you are.
I know, and I get that. I get that Miami has lost that game for 20 years. I get it. I completely get it.
And then snowballed after they lose that game.
This game on Friday night, a week from Friday, Louisville.
Yeah, dangerous game.
That's a little bit of a dangerous game. SMU, probably dangerous game. The two that are a little bit, well, not the two because Virginia Tech stinks, but at Pitt, the end of the season.
Virginia Tech can still get you.
Look, man, I happen to believe that this team is just, at this moment, does not have a glaring weakness, right? Like, you watch Miami play. You watch the FSU game. You told me you did while you were in Charlotte.
Absolutely.
What did you notice? And I do respect your football opinion to some extent. What did you notice from that game that you could look at and be like, that is a weakness of this team? And I would challenge you to say that there is none.
Second half play calling.
But that's not a real – I'm talking about – player personnel on the field.
No, yeah. No, I mean, but you're relatively healthy right now.
Yes.
And you're not going to be forever. And I don't want to manifest that.
I know, but you also know that every single sport, it takes a little bit of good luck
to win
a championship.
And it takes a good roster building. And they built the roster. But you know what would help this team? If they can finish off their opponents in the third, and then start to play the younger players in the fourth so that they can gain some experience. Because that's how the Hurricanes built the great dynasty that they were.
Well, I don't know how many of these games are going to be blowouts where that can necessarily
happen, I don't say you need a blowout. I just said you got to get your best players off the field, and then maybe their replacements can get a little oiled up a little bit. And
it is like,
and you have some film that you could learn from.
It's unfortunate that what happened in the FSU game, because it almost,
and the Florida game,
because look, what stands game. Out in your, well, that was a blowout. What stands out in your mind, right? When you look at these games, you're going to remember the end, and the game got close, and they had an onside kick, and if they get the onside kick back, they got a chance to win the game. It's like, you kind of forget the fact that the first half, Miami's coaching, mm-hmm. and Miami's game plan, they put on a masterclass.
Yeah.
That was one of the most well-coached, well-executed game plans.
It wasn't a great team.
You will ever see.
I know.
Who, Florida State?
Yeah, they just beat Virginia. They just lost to Virginia the week before.
But I would disagree with that. I think Florida State's actually a pretty good team. I would disagree with that. I think Virginia's pretty good, too. Which
Who's better, Florida or Florida State?
Florida or Florida State?
Yeah, Florida State just beat LSU.
I said this. Jamie went to Florida. I said I think Florida is a really good team. I've thought that since I saw them play South Florida early in the season. I think the Gators' defense is elite. I think they showed that again on Saturday against Texas. I think their quarterback has been a train wreck, and he started to play a little better on Saturday.
He just got some of his weapons back.
They beat Texas.
Yeah.
Right? And the Gators could have thrown in the towel a long time ago. They could have thrown in the towel weeks back, but they did not. They keep playing, and they're a talented team. I really believe that. And
Gators don't lose that game to USF. People aren't batting an eye at the Gators right now.
He's right. Jamie said this the other day to me. We were talking back there. Like, if the Gators, what would their record be? 3-2?
It would be 3-2 with a loss at Miami, who's a top 5 team in the country, and then a loss at LSU, who's a top 25 team in the country, solid SEC team on the road, night game. Your only loss are those two. And then, like, the USF loss is what's killing them right now. But
yes,
they are a decent football team as far as.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
College football goes. They have a very solid defense, and their offense struggling right now.
So you're not holding up your pitchfork for Billy Napier. I see.
Not quite yet.
Okay.
Not quite yet.
They
call him Sunbelt
Texas
Billy.
Win. Gotcha.
Texas win bought him a little bit more time here. Yeah. Let's see how they do against A&M this weekend. I'm worried about that A&M quarterback they got over there.
They pay money.
Marcel Reed's the real deal over there.
Speaking of Texas quarterbacks, that Arch Manning is so bad. He's so bad, Omar, that guy Feinbaum, who talked him up and said he's the next Tebow or whatever, he's switching to politics, I think. He's going to run for Senate or something or other.
You're kidding, right?
No, I am not kidding. He's actually he's switching to politics because he's just he was so bad on that Arch Manning.
He looked so bad in that game. I was at the Texas Florida game this past weekend. He was just missing reads, overthrowing, underthrowing, just all over the map.
Yeah.
And we've seen that all season long. Like, I don't know how this guy was primed to be.
The hype, man. Don't.
They were asking, like, they did him a massive disservice. They were very unfair the way that they treated him and all this hype and, you know, everything around him. Speaking of hype, and someone mentioned this earlier, just to get this out of the way, too. There was a story that came out yesterday that said that North Carolina was working to part ways or buy out or something with Bill Belichick and his crew of NFL has-beens that are just awful, absolutely awful what they do at North Carolina. That thing is not going to get any better, I don't believe, under that staff of people there.
No. That's not fair. It takes a minute to get your culture.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. Yeah. Not in college football, it doesn't. Ask FSU how quickly you can turn things around. FSU won 2 games last year.
But
they were a top Well, they cracked the top 10, if I'm not mistaken.
They still installed their culture, their program, their you know, their
man,
way.
You can fix it quick. But North Carolina looks like a high school team. I mean, they are so bad. And they paid a lot of money to a lot of people over there. Nevertheless, they came out. Bill Belichick said he's committed. The North Carolina AD said, you know, that they're committed to this thing. And it's like, well, you don't really have much of a choice, it would seem at this point. But that story has been absolutely phenomenal and could not be going any better over there in Chapel Hill. Texas said UF better than FSU. Another one said UF imploded against USF. Yeah, that game, I watched every snap of that game. It was the biggest disaster. I've never seen a team that just like so badly wanted to hand the other team. The Bulls didn't want to take it. But that game was a mess for Florida, but they have looked a whole heck of a lot better since then. All right, we got to take a pause. We have the 9 o'clock hour coming up. Omar, we got a lot of Dolphin stuff to get to. We have some sound we can play for you, and we'll also hit your text 305-567-0560 as we continue on here on this Thursday morning on QAM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.